It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho Now, open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment is needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, March is here, March Madness, buzzer beaters are coming. So we're going to talk to a basketball coach. Johnny Rice led the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats to 7 state finals appearances in 10 years and won 6 times. He's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. To say Johnny Rice is a North Little Rock lifer would be an understatement. Grew up in the Rosebud community, played junior high school basketball, played at Old Main back when the schools were split. Johnny Rice finally got his chance to be the head coach of the North Little Rock boys basketball team. And what did he do? He won championships, 6 of them, in 7 tries in 10 years. And oh, by the way, he loves to play the game of golf. On the tee, Johnny Rice. Johnny, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you picked up a golf club?
Oh, heck yeah. That's one thing I got to do with my dad, and he got a club for me when I was in elementary school. We lived in North Little Rock, grew up in Rose City. But when I was in the first grade, my dad was in management for Kroger, and some of their main offices is in Memphis. And so we moved to Memphis when I was in first grade. And we kind of moved back and forth from first grade through till sixth grade. And I came back to North Little Rock for the third and went back to Memphis for a while till came back into sixth grade. And I was here the whole time. We were here the rest of that time, but we lived in Memphis. We lived in some apartments that wasn't far from a little golf course, and he gave me a club. He always played, and so that's where I just fell in love with the game, was because it was something I was able to do with my dad.
Yeah, were you self-taught, or did you have any instruction, or did he kind of teach you the game?
He kind of did, and then I just played. I've never really had. I mean, I had a few little lessons, you know, when you're really little, you go to some little clinic or something like that, but it was just play. And I played a lot. We, you know, in college, you know, you have summers off, and I was pretty good at finding ways not to get a job. You know, I played basketball, and at Ouachita Baptist University, and then we I'd work out and do stuff like that, but I would play golf during the day most of the time. So I'd play a lot of golf in the summertime. And then when you get, when I was coaching, that was in like 1991 is when I graduated and got my first job at North Little Rock at Ridge Road Middle School. But back then, you didn't do a lot of summer stuff
right.
with athletes. And I was right. in the middle school anyway. But so you had, you'd have two and a half months off. And so then I'd play every day. Wasn't married, didn't have any kids. So, it really came into just fell in love with the game, but I had a lot of opportunity to play. So I really didn't have a lot of just, any instruction like that. But
what other sports did you play growing up?
I was a basketball, baseball. I played basketball. I played basketball at Central Baptist College my first 2 years. It was a junior college back then. And then I went to Ouachita and finished up. But in high school, the baseball coach at Ouachita had recruited me for baseball, and I'd went to a couple other visits. But baseball scholarships didn't pay like basketball scholarships did. So I took the basketball route, but I had a fifth year of school to graduate. And the baseball coach approached me and said, "Coach," to me said, "Johnny, hey, I can give you everything we can give you. And if you want to play," I said, "Man, I would love to." So I played baseball my fifth year at Ouachita, and we were second or third in the conference, made it to the conference championship game, and SAU, they won everything in baseball. That's a really, really rich tradition in the baseball program. But they beat us in the finals of the conference tournament. But so we were successful, and I had a great time. I probably enjoyed that more than my years of playing basketball, because basketball was just a grind. And I don't know if I didn't take baseball as serious, but you're grinding every day for minutes, to wanting to play, and so it just seemed like it was a battle all the time. And baseball was just lay more low key, and we'd have a good time, and then we were successful. We had a pretty good team, so it was fun. So I enjoyed that, but basketball, baseball, and then throw in that golf whenever I could.
And so you take a job out of college in North Little Rock in the school district there in your junior high school. What was that time like, and how were you able to work your way up to assistant coach at North Little Rock?
I graduated from North Little Rock Northeast, so I was an alum. Come back home.
That's before the merger.
Before the merger. I graduated high school in 1986 from North Little Rock Northeast, and we had Northeast Old Main. And then in 1991, the schools combined back to make North Little Rock High School. Back again. It was that way back in the 70s. So it was about a 20-something year deal where there was two high schools. But, I played for Coach Ron Ingram at Rose City Junior High, and he was my junior high coach. And when I moved from Rose City to Northeast in the 10th grade, Coach Ingram got the job at Northeast. So I got to play for Coach for 5 years. And so we were pretty tight. And then, he kept up with me. I love Coach Ingram. He's taught me a lot. And then, so he helped me get the job at Ridge Road at that time. So I was at Ridge Road for 2 years. And after that second year, he had a spot open on his high school staff, and I came up as an assistant for him. I was that for 3 years, and then they cut out a spot, so I had to go back down to the middle school. And I was at Rose City middle school for a couple of years. Then I went up, it was probably in 1999. I was at Rose City from 99 to 01, and then I went back up in 2001 and was coach's assistant again. And then I was there for Coach Richard Agazano. I got the job after Coach Ingham retired. Then I was his assistant. And then, so I was like an assistant for like 14 years total before 2012, July 2012. I got the job as the varsity boys coach. I got it as an interim basis that very first year. And so it was really cool to see what we did that year in 2012, 2013. to me get the job on a full-time basis.
Yeah, interim basis. But which sometimes you hate that interim tag, but then when you're able to produce, it's like, okay, we'll take that interim tag off of you. You're the head coach.
That's right. That's right. It was I look back at it, you know, once you get still and you can look back and reflect, and I can see how the Lord has – he moved things, maneuvered people and situations in and out of you know, circumstances. And, man, he says – so I got the job in July on the interim. They come and says, hey, we was in a rift, or they had a reduction in force of teachers, so they didn't ever did open up the job when Coach Alexander retired. And they come to me in July and says, we're going to give you the job on an interim basis for this coming school year. He says, but when the season's over, we're going to open it up, and you can apply just like everybody else. And I go, first I was like kind of upset, like I've been here 20-something years.
Yeah, why not give me the
job? I'm an alum.
Yeah.
I'm an alum. And then I start thinking, now we got some pretty good players. I didn't know how good, but I knew we had some talent. I said, well, somebody's going to look good, so that person might as well be me. So I jumped at the opportunity and got Coach Nathan Claiborne, who's the head coach now, to come on staff with me. And, man, we had an unreal run from that. You know, we went at that first year that in 2013, that first time we'd won it in boys since 1971.
I was going to say the 70s.
Yeah. And so to do that – at your alma mater, where you grew up, and that it was so special, and man, yeah, it was like we wanted to be, you know, first thing is just to be relevant again. We had good teams. We made it to the finals a couple times. When I was an assistant, we never could win one, but so we never could really get over the hump. But to do that, your hometown. And it was so special. Then, like I said, to make that run we made in that 10 years I was a head coach was I wasn't expecting that, but just when you had really talented kids and people in the city buy in to what your program and what you're doing, man, just great things happened.
6 titles in 10 years.
Yes,
60%. That's good winning percentage.
You know what? We won it in 13, 14, 15, and then in 17 we went back and we got beat. We got beat in the finals by 1. Fort Smith Northside beat us by 1, and then we win it in 18, and then we win it in 21 and 22, and sadly the one I'll probably think about more is the one in 17 when we lose.
Isn't that the way it always works?
It really
it's like
is.
You can remember the bad golf shots
yes.
sometimes too. The ones that, yeah. Oh man, if that putt would have dropped, I would have shot this.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. It comes, you know, we had the ball on the side, out on the side with about 6-7 seconds left, and all I can remember, it was a terrible, terrible play that I want to get the ball into, you know, one of our playmakers' hands, and it got busted up, and it was just awful. And then I think about, man, what if I'd done something different? Like I failed the kids and I didn't put them in the best situations. So I think about that one more than anything. But, you know, when you win 6 out of 7 times you were there, I think a lot of people would take that.
I was going to say they would. Pretty good track record there. Some of the players you had, I mean, my gosh, we were talking about this the other day. Kayvon Allen, Kalel Ware, Moses Moody. I mean, you tell me that. You knew Moses Moody when he came in that's a pro.
That guy is different. He came to us he was a sophomore and just so professional. He transferred to North Little Rock, and if you know Moses and you know his parents, everything is going to be done the right way, in a professional way, considerate. So everything, every I was dotted, T was crossed with their move. That was the first indication of what, you know, type of kid is, what his character is like. But then once you get to know Moses and you get to work with him and be around him, it was, man, he was the hardest worker. He loved to be coached, and he's just not an off the chart athletic guy, above the rim guy. But he was 6'5" and he had a 7-foot wingspan, and he could shoot the leather off the basketball. Never, you know, at times we would, you know, practice with even great shooters and great players, they would have a bad day shooting. That's just basketball. But I don't ever remember Moses having a bad day shooting it, where the ball just didn't go in that day. Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, he was everything was rimming, going in and out or something. It never, that never happened with him. And I think one thing is, you know, is we would talk to Moses, we talked to our players about the strengths and weaknesses, things they need to work on all during the year. And Moses has some difficulty as a 10th grader being able to stay in front of the basketball. I say he had difficulty, but that was just something he needed to work on. And so we would talk to him about it. But then I would notice every day after practice, he would be with my assistant and be working on footwork, foot speed, agility stuff to do that. So whatever his weakness was, he would work on it. I remember Coach Musselman told me he was having difficulty finishing in traffic when he was at the university. Coach Muss said he'd walk out there and see Moses working on scoring, you know, finishing in contact, and then when things were really congested. And so he was a pro, and his approach to everything was a pro, even as a young 10th grader, straight A student. I think he made one B in college, and I was telling his mom he made a B at Mount Verde. And Mount Verde is a very high academic. Well, it's not your normal prep school.
Right.
And he made one B, and I think it was the only B he ever made in school the whole time.
When he left to go there, were you kind of shocked a little bit, or did you think, man?
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, if you know Moses, you know his parents, and his dad's a really upfront, straight poor guy. And I met with him. He came to me one time in July and said, "Hey, coach," he says, "all these prep schools are approaching me about Moses." He says, "I just wanted to be upfront. I'm just letting you know." I said, "I owe it to Moses to listen." And so I respect that. He says, I'm gonna meet with it if you have them. And he told me who they were. He said, "But then I'll meet with you again." And so I started doing my homework on all the prep schools of what they can offer and what we can't at North Little Rock. And the ones that I looked at was, you know, Mount Verde, IMG, Sunrise. There was three or four others that are different than the other prep schools, because we could offer a lot at North Lark High School for an elite basketball player, because we were, with Moses coming back, we were already getting invites to these big national tournaments that we were going to be able to play in. And so I met back with Moses' dad again, and so I'm in my sales pitch going, and we can offer exactly what they can. We're going to get to play a national schedule. We can do that. And but I could sense Moses' dad was leaning towards the prep school. He goes, "But Mama and Moses are not." So I'm thinking, "Oh, we still got a chance." Then a couple of weeks after that, I met with him again, and it was a dust. But I really respected the approach that Mr. Moody had with me on that. He was upfront, honest, wasn't anybody sliding behind, you know, closed, you know, sliding out while nobody knows anything, and there wasn't any bad animosity, and he wasn't upset about anything at North Little Rock. He just thought it was a better fit for his son, and yeah, he had to respect that.
What's tougher for you, trying to make a 6-foot downhill right to left breaker, or drawing up a play to win a game?
I really, you know, I never really considered myself a great X's and O's type of coach. And so I would say that for sure would be drawing up something. But I think I was better at other things than putting kids in the right spots. But actually drawing up a specific play, I learned, especially after 2017, I had something ready, and we worked on it way more than we did before the 2017 when we got beat, and I didn't have what we should have had drawn up. But oh, I would think that way more than trying to hit that down, roll that right downhiller in.
Johnny, how has golf been a break for you to be able to get away from everything? How has it helped you kind of, you know, declutter your mind, if it has?
Well, I mean, you know, I was an athlete. You can't look at me now. People think I played football. I said, "I didn't play any football."
Offensive line?
Yeah, exactly, or something like that. And I said, "No, I played basketball. I played baseball." And I coached. People think, "Are you the football coach?" And I thought, "No, I'm the basketball coach." And they kind of look at me going, "Yeah, or whatever." But but you know, golf, you know, but I was an athlete and I loved to compete. And you know, when I out of college, out of after playing basketball and baseball, I was able to play golf. I played really high competitive softball. I traveled all over and played that and loved it, enjoyed it, and but like I said, I had a lot of free time and I wasn't married through a lot of that. And so I could play golf and I could play softball every weekend and do that. But golf gave me something to compete at. And, you know, I had to have that. And I still do. That's the reason I still play today. I love to try to play. I'm not near as competitive as I was. And, you know, but my thrive and my love to compete is still there. But, it does get you away from the hustle and the grind of coaching. And that really changed a whole lot, you know, the latter years of my coaching career, because this turns into year round. It's year round now. It's not like it was where I said I had 2 months off. And no, it was, I had 2 weeks off.
I was going to say, you got to be in the gym all the time.
Yeah. And it's not the fact that, you know, I got to be there, have it available. But if you're not doing it, some other school is doing it, and kids have a choice to where they go to school, where they play basketball, and their ability to move around is a lot easier now than it was back in the day. And so you got to offer something that the kids know and their families know that they're going to get better at, and it's the environment good, the culture is good. But if you're not doing stuff with them in the summer, and you're not having given them opportunity to get better, somebody else is, and that's where they'll go. So that the golf was a way for me still to get away, even when I only have 2 weeks off, really. But it gave me, you know, gives me an out a little bit and gives me something to compete at besides just the coaching part.
Is there a group that you play with, guys that you like to play with on a regular basis?
Oh, man, I had, you know, my buddies that I grew up with, Perry Parr, he was our softball coach at North Rock, and now he's a softball coach at Sylvan Hills. Great golfer. But that's who we grew up together in Rose City and played baseball growing up together. And so that's who I would play with in the summer from college. He played baseball at Harding. And so we were able to play a lot. We still do. So, but now I'm a member in it. I was a member at the England Country Club, a little 9-hole.
Oh, yeah.
For 20 years or longer. So I live out in Scott. My parents live out there now, or did. And so I was there for about 20 years. And then when I became the head coach about a year or two in, my boys were young. We moved to Sherwood. So I dropped out there. And now we moved back to Scott, into my parent. Both my parents have I've passed away, and we are living in my parents' place. And but now I'm a member at Rolling Hills Country Club in Cabot. I mean, so there's a great group of guys, and that I love that. And it's competitive, very competitive. Some really, really good golfers. And from the, you know, the mid-age groups to now I'm 50 and over, being 57, we have a really, really good 50 and over group. And but so I play with them. I play there majority of the time. I do have a little deal out at the Village, Hot Springs Village, but I don't get to go out there as much as I'd like to. I love out there.
Yeah.
I don't get to go as much. It's just convenient to at Rolling Hills, and so we play out there. That's where I play majority of the time.
As much as you get to play now, do you miss coaching?
I miss the kids. Okay, I think the kids kept me young or younger. And I really missed just the camaraderie with the coaches I worked with, not just my staff, but Coach Fimple, the girls coach. Man, we were inseparable because we spent every day together. And then other coaches in other sports, but then the coaches from the other schools. I mean, you get to grow, you battle and grind, you know, against a group of guys all a long time. You get, you know, there's something there that keeps you together. So I miss that. I miss the kids, and I miss just the coaches I work with. The other side, sometime around state tournament, you know, I might miss. I really enjoyed that time. But you know, I've had a couple opportunities to get back in, and I just couldn't pull the trigger. And I thought if I'm not 100% in, it's not fair to the kids I would be coaching. It's not fair to the school I would be coaching at if I did that. So I had never pulled the trigger. So I miss it a little bit every now and then, but not a whole lot.
If there's a guy on TV playing the game right now that you're going to stop and you're going to watch him play golf, who is it?
Scottie Scheffler right now. One thing is, I mean, I just love his demeanor. And I know he's a strong Christian man. He don't just – you can see it by how he carries himself, but he's vocal in talking about it. And that's so impressive to me. And but he – yeah, just watching him. And then, you know, there's the other ones that, you know I like watching Rory for the power part. And that would kind of be – used to be considered my game. It would be a power game. Not that way anymore. And but so I enjoy him, but probably Scheffler more than anybody.
Best golf course Johnny Rice has ever played.
I've got to play the one, you know, I got to play Chenal, and I got to play Little Rock Country Club, and I got to play Pleasant Valley. I hadn't even laid eyes on the Lotion. So if anybody out there would love for me to give an invite,
there
I
might
would
be
love
somebody
to,
listening.
I would love to see it maybe for anything. But I did go out. I was in college. We went on a vacation to Hilton Head, and I got to play Hilton Head Island out there.
Yeah, with the lighthouse.
Yes, so I got to play there. We took a camera around. I remember I wasn't a very good golfer, and we played a little bit, and then probably about the fifth hole, I was like, if I hit it in the woods, I'd pull it out of the woods and stick it in the middle of the fairway so I could halfway think about what play like a pro would be playing.
Those fairways are tight.
And those fairways are very tight. Yeah. And so I've still got a VHS tape of playing around on there and videoing it while we were there. But every time that comes on every year, it's right after the Masters, usually the week after the Masters.
Yep.
And so I'll get to see this. I can remember 16, 17, 18 probably better than any of them. But probably that one would probably be the most famous one. Or nicest one.
Living or deceased, you and three others that you could play around to golf with, who would they be?
It would probably be my dad. He's been gone like 13 years now. It'd be my dad and probably my two boys, my two sons. I got one son Jackson who's 20. He's 25 and hated golf, I tell you that. He was the dumbest thing ever. And when he was growing up, and now he's eat up with it and loves it. And my son Luke, he's just a year younger, played baseball at Henderson State, loved to play. Would always go with me to the golf course. He could stay and chip and putt for hours, and I was like, man, I want to go to the driving range, hit the driver. He's over here chipping and
he knows
doing
where
all
to
that.
Make the money.
Then he did. So he's going to be a very good golfer. He's a good golfer now. So he's probably my dad and my two boys just to get all of us together. I would love to play with Tiger. I would love to play with Jack Nicklaus and all that. But if I had one shot at one foursome, that's who it would be with.
That's awesome. Johnny, thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate it, man. I've enjoyed it.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. March Madness. Well, that only means one thing. The golfing season is right around the corner. When you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. A weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.